The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This is great. The peewee dance. Come on, in the car. Try to keep at least one hand on the wheel.
I know. That's my bicycle.
I know you are, but what am I?
Ah! All right, get ready for it. Come on, nice and loud. That's it. Everybody, here we go. Come on.
Tequila.
Yeah, baby. Joe on the radio, there it is, doing the peewee dance in the studio. Oh, yeah, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. Just one of the brilliant, brilliant film. I'm sorry. Peewee's a big adventure. It was spectacular. It was great, despite what you heard personally and then, you know, some of the bad press. It was great, and I would like to see more Pee-wee Herman. He did something on HBO, but I think another Pee-wee Herman movie would be more than enough.
Yeah, yes. Came out with a special on Netflix.
Yeah, he did. Oh, right. You're right. Did you see it, Frankie?
No, I didn't. I have to check out. You know what the problem is, Joe? There's too many things to watch.
I know.
I have a list of shows that people have recommended to me over the years that people have said, you're going to love it. And I'm sure that I would. But this list is so long that I couldn't get to them in one lifetime.
All right. Pee-wee is actually coming back with the Big Adventure 35th Anniversary Tour, right?
Oh, this
He'll
is
be at
great.
The Beacon Theater. Let me see if I got this right here. Good March 26th. He will be at the Beacon Theater. They will be playing the film. I guess he'll be doing some Q&A or whatever afterwards. So
we should get him. We can get him in studio, Frankie. Yeah, that'll work, right?
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great though? As Pee Wee Herman, that would be a real insult.
I don't think he's coming in as Paul Reumann. You gotta have him as Pee Wee.
If he may very well do that, that would be great. But just too funny.
What do you want, Joe?
I don't know. Hey, I remember seeing that. I took Joey when he was a kid when that movie came out, and I told you this before. I went. I said, Joey, so my parents went down the shore to the theater, and I said, my parents are going to go see Pee Wee Herman in this movie, man. It was so funny. So I looked over at my dad halfway through, sound asleep throughout the whole film. I said, great. That was pretty much – but I just loved it. Didn't Phil Hartman help? He co-wrote that, correct?
Oh, I didn't know
that. The late Phil Hartman.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Because they were both Groundlings together, the comedy group Groundlings. Yeah, very interesting. And Buck Henry passing away yesterday, he was just brilliant. What a brilliant – His whole Buck Henry-ness about him was great. He was beyond a comedian. He was just a brilliant, brilliant comedy kind of talent. And he would go on Weekend Update. He was on the early Saturday Night Live. Remember, he hosted 10 times. And
he was kind of like the utility guy. Like, they couldn't find the celebrity. Just give Buck Henry a call.
But he was funny.
Oh, yeah, very funny.
And
co-creator of Get Smart.
Yeah, my gosh, you're right. And co-writer of The Graduate, Jeffrey Lyons' favorite film. Hey, Joe on the radio, so there's a lot to get into. I see the phone calls. If you want to call, real quick right now to check in. We'd love to hear from you. I'm going to go in a second. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Lee Zeldin, kind enough to join us. He is a veteran. He is a great patriot, Congressman Lee Zeldin, and an all-around great guy. And we're going to talk about the House passing that resolution on Iran and that downed Ukrainian jet, what exactly is going on. Also, also Curtis Ellis is going to join us. Curtis has, he plain speaks all of the good things coming out of the Donald Trump administration. He's the senior policy advisor with America First Policies. So we're going to talk trade and immigration and the economy with Curtis Ellis. And again, your phone calls at 877-970-2999. So the president defended his Iranian striking that general and taking out Soleimani. They had to defend it. And I said yesterday that he can't talk to Congress because Congress has no credibility now after what they went through with the Mueller probe alone there. And I always had regard for Nancy Pelosi. All right. Full transparency here. She was an Italian-American, at least the Pelosi name. It was Italian-American. You would meet her at the NIAF events, and she couldn't have been nicer. Take a picture, very nice. You could talk with her. She totally lost it. I don't know what's going on. Are you going to actually call Nancy Pelosi if you got seconds to take out a terrorist and you're the president of the United States? And then the president joked about it, like Mike Gallagher just said. Are we going to call Adam Schiff? Let's call Adam Schiff. They have no credibility because they have no initiative. And what gets me crazy, when you go to Washington and you don't carry out the initiative of the American public. So if you're from San Francisco and there's homeless all around, and if you get a chance to watch Tucker Carlson, you got to watch Tucker. He's doing a series on San Francisco. Your mouth will just drop. Your jaw will drop. It's like, it's San Francisco, beautiful San Francisco, and the homeless and what's going on there. You just can't imagine how that city's just, it's that progressive socialist policy. And don't forget, someone just tweeted me now, the more that they put those progressive socialist programs into place, all it does is make them more powerful. So you can't tell me when I see Rashida Tlaib, oh, Lord, and Ilhan Omar laughing, you know, Ilhan Omar laughing when they're having a press conference and they're talking about, I think it was Sheila Jackson Lee was talking about the deaths that occurred with our American servicemen and women in Iraq, and Omar is in the background chuckling and laughing, having it. I swear to goodness gracious, it's all over the internet, and you have to see. I retweeted it yesterday. I cannot believe she just hates America. She hates Israel. She hates our Jewish community. She hates America. What is she doing in the Democratic Party? And why don't they censure her? They go after the president. This is what makes me crazy. They go after the president of the United States from the Mueller thing. It's a fiasco. And after Robert Mueller, thank you, Robert Mueller, for your service to the country, blah, blah, blah. He so thank you. Thank you and thank you. He gets up there. What page is that again? And you know what? The Democrats right there should have said, sorry, Mr. President, we're just off base. All of the people, all of the collateral damage from the Mueller probe, and you're not hearing anybody talk about it. I'm the only one whining about this, so forgive me. But it gets me upset because the collateral damage, people hurt because the DOJ went in and said the Mueller probe had something to do with Russia collusion. That's why Paul Manafort's in jail. No, that's right. That's right. It was something else they found him on. The Russia collusion, that President Trump colluded with the Russians. That's why Roger Stone is facing 20 years in prison. That's right. That wasn't Russia collusion. It was something else Roger said. It was General Flynn. Had nothing to do with Russia collusion. All I wanted to hear from the Democrats, and for them to maintain any integrity for the Democratic Party, sorry, you know, we blew it. We blew it, and I'm sorry. No, they just continued. They left all of that scorched earth behind them. They left all of those people. Hope Hicks, who was an advisor to President Trump, she, Michael Caputo, Michael Cohen is in jail, had nothing to do with Russia collusion. Yet they keep going. They go from one, all right, oh, let's get this phone call. Let's get this phone call. And Nancy Pelosi leads the charge. Rather than saying, you know what, I'm a person who's been around a long time. Now you want to hear Madam Speaker say that. And now you got these rogue anti-American socialists on the left that are just new, inexperienced, and racist. And I'm not going to go with them. You know what? Let's continue on. Mr. President, let's build infrastructure. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? All they do, they go from one to the other. Then they run with the Ukraine. Ukraine, not the Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine, Joe. It's Ukraine. Whatever the heck it is. Really? Can we worry about America? We're going to worry about Ukraine in a phone call? And then we're going to spend millions of dollars on an impeachment?
Can we just join together for the initiative? Let's bring generic drug production to the United States. What about infrastructure? What about stopping all the deaths in Chicago and East St. Louis, Illinois, and in Oakland, California, and New Orleans? All the violence that happens every single night. You don't care. You don't see it. All Democratic-run cities. Don't get me started. It's Friday. We're supposed to be relaxing here. Anyway, it gets ridiculous. So now the president takes out Soleimani, and they're going to criticize him for this, you know? And it's just ridiculous. And now they got that plane crash, the Iranian plane crash, that it looks indeed, and the CIA feels that it was an Iranian missile, two missiles that took down that Mel from Brooklyn. He knew exactly what kind of missiles they were. It was Russian-made, and they took out, two missiles took out this Iranian plane and killed 176 people. Rest their souls. Just unnecessary. And was it on purpose? Was it a concerted effort? Why would Iran, plow the field, literally? Literally, they plowed the crash site. Yes, they did. You look at it. And you're not hearing that either. They took bulldozers, went over the crash site. So when Boeing goes over, the NTSB from the United States of America goes over. I imagine when the Canadians go, when they look and they're going to open, oh, sure, take a look at everything. They plowed over it. What does that tell you? And then again with the House, they passed that resolution calling for limits on President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. We'll be talking to Congressman Zeldin about that. What is that? This is all they have to do? It's everything. You know, sometimes, and we break it down on this show. When you see at 9:15 with Joe, I'm just railing on through the news that you know better. You see this stuff that's happening. Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Come on. The guy was whacked. Can we just, you could tell, it's like telling us John Kennedy was shot by a single bullet. I mean, really? Come on. The guy with Epstein was whacked, and they let it go now. They lost this video, that video. What happened? I want to know what happened. I want to know how they got in there, how Ray Donovan got in. Ray Donovan's the character on the Showtime series, and he's like the fixer. You know, every time you need something done, it just happens, and Ray Donovan takes care of it. There was a Ray Donovan in that cell. Somebody got in that jail cell and whacked this guy, I'm telling you. And then what we got to talk about, Arthur Idala, the brilliant attorney that he is, representing Harvey Weinstein. And again, whatever you think of Weinstein, you have that right, but they go into the courtroom. This judge in the Weinstein case, and if you get a chance to go back, there were two great interviews yesterday, thanks to Frankie for bringing them to the airwaves. Bill Bratton, former commissioner of the NYPD of Boston, the LAPD police chief as well, and great interview on law enforcement with Bill Bratton. If you get a chance to podcast yesterday's show, it's at am970theanswer.com or at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, Joe Piscopo Show as well. And then Arthur Idala. Arthur came in on his way to court after he took his son, took care of his son. And I know exactly what he's talking about. He's got a big day. The next day, yet he had his son stay with him, got up, took his son to school, and went to the courtroom. And the judge was like saying, you can't use your cell phone to Weinstein. And then they asked for the judge to recuse himself because he was being a little adamant, the judge was. And then the judge, who makes the decision to recuse himself? The judge himself. Frankie, I'm telling you, it's so weird how things happen and how these laws are made. And so the judge decided not to recuse himself. Did he apologize to counsel? Is that what I heard?
No. I didn't see the apology, but I think part of that strategy is about setting up the appeal. I mean, Arthur would never say this, but if the judge doesn't recuse himself,
good point,
and then,
great point,
and
great
then,
point.
And then there's a guilty verdict, then that's one more appealable issue that they'll have in the hopes of getting that conviction thrown out. So if you have a bad judge and you know is going to keep ruling against you and keep showing bias in front of the jury, in front of the jury, yeah. Then you at least want to get on record that you put in a movement to, you put in a motion to recuse. That's one of the mistakes that I think Roger Stone's lawyers made in that first trial, is that there were all sorts of motions that they didn't make because they were sure that the judge was going to rule against them. And they should have, because it would have helped the appeal process that he's going through now. So, it looks like Weinstein has better lawyers than Roger Stone did. That's for sure.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Frankie Fibros, who we're going to send to law school. We should do a GoFundMe, and we should send Frank to law school. I'm telling you, because I'll tell you, you have a great legal mind yourself, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey, let me go to Bob in the Bronx before we break. Bob, good morning. Thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe, and Happy New Year to all. Joe, there's a saying that says, if you don't learn from your past mistakes, you're bound to repeat them. Well, yeah. Let's go back to the 1990s. We were after Bin Laden, and we had Bin Laden. They had him in a tent, and they had the snipers on him, and I believe it was Sandy Berger. Yeah. He said he didn't have the authority to make the call, so he deferred to Clinton. Clinton, being a politician, was worried about, I guess, political ramifications and collateral damage. Yep. But what collateral damage when you had a sniper? It wasn't like they were sending a Hellfire missile. So guess what? They didn't take him out. That's and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to Trump. He had the opportunity to take him out. He made a businessman's decision. He took him out. Now we don't have to worry about Soleimani's future plans. That's also, Joe, when Trump held the press conference, he tipped his hand, and I think he did it purposely. He told the Iranians, we have 52 targeted sites. If you retaliate, we're gonna unleash hell on you. I mean, hell on you. I believe that's what happened. And he put the fear into them. Yep. And guess what? They didn't do anything. They just did it for for goodwill, not goodwill. You know, to show that
propaganda
they
for propaganda.
Responded.
I hear. Yep.
You know
you're right.
So,
I do.
That's why now you're gonna go to Adam Schiff. You're gonna go to Pelosi and ask them if they should take somebody out.
Yeah.
Are you
out
of your minds?
Yeah.
Like you said, they would leak all this crap. I don't understand it, man. What the heck happened to luckily, there are Americans like me and you. Luckily, there's people here that care about this country. These people, I don't know what the end game is. What are they trying to do?
I don't know. Thank you, Bob. I hear it in your voice, and I appreciate it. Could not agree more. I don't know. I don't. The end game is power and control. That's the only answer I have. You know, a power and control. Hey, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us live on the radio. And Debbie's out there looking out for you. It's a Friday. Mm-hmm. There's going to be traffic, and Debbie will get you through at 921 on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the Whitestone Expressway northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. It's an accident. Delays back on the Van Wyck North, getting up toward the Whitestone Expressway. Traffic moving slowly. FDR Drive south at the Brooklyn Bridge with the stalled vehicle right on that ramp. And over on 78 West, exit 48, watch for an accident being clear, getting out toward Union. Garden State Parkway north at 130, an accident being cleared as well. 3 westbound at 21, accident getting into Clifton. And out on the Wanton northbound by Hempstead Turnpike, it's an accident on the shoulder, so watch out for some stop-and-go traffic. Sunrise Highway westbound at Straight Path, a collision getting out toward the Lindenhurst area as well. Let's see what's happening right now with New Jersey Transit. We're still seeing some changes on the Morrison Essex line of New Jersey Transit. Sunny today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. It is about time I take my second Balance of Nature for the day, Balance of Nature fruits. That's what I'm going to take right now. It's time for you to try Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Antioxidants, that's what it is. I'm telling you, I had the cancer in 81. By the grace of God, 10 years, they gave me a cure rate. But you're always looking over your shoulder, always looking over your shoulder. And you want to always try to take care of all the free radicals. You ever hear that expression in your body? It's from the air we breathe. I'm telling you, just in an airline, around the house, whatever it is, and some of the foods we eat, we don't know what's in it. And you're right about that. You need antioxidants to fight these free radicals. The best antioxidants that you could put into your body are fruits and vegetables. But you and I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. That's why I ask you to try Balance of Nature. It's a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. A doctor, he got this. He knows it. He put it in a capsule form, a daily dose. A Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you and I going to have 10 servings? We're not. So we want you to try. I want you to try Balance of Nature. And also, we can offer you this. 35% off. 35% off. And free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special, and it ain't going to last. Here's the number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com, discount code, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand the criticism of Trump's decision.
And the Iran deal gave Iran a pathway to getting a nuclear bomb. The deal did not cover their development of intercontinental ballistics, nor did it cover their exportation of terror. They are the leading export of terror in the world, and they are trying to get a nuclear bomb while chanting death to America and death to Israel. And finally, a president comes in here and does something, and he's the bad guy.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Staten Island DA Michael McMahon of Richmond County about the tough initiatives being taken to reduce the number of opioid overdoses and increasing the number of dealer arrests. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains Trump's plan.
Let me assure you that he has a plan, and there is a doctrine. The doctrine starts with a very simple rule, and it's a very endearing one. If you live in the swamp or have worked in the swamp, the first rule of what Donald Trump is doing right now is there are no sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 9:26. Congressman Lee Zeldin is a great patriot and a true public servant in every great sense of the word. He represents Long Island. Congressman, thanks for joining us this early in the morning. I know how busy your day is. We appreciate it, sir, and Happy New Year, Lee.
Happy New Year. It's always good to be with you.
Well, we appreciate it, man. And thanks for your service to the United States, my friend. Hey, Congressman, give us your reaction, if you would, to the House vote yesterday.
I think it was insane. I mean, you have a strike on a designated terrorist who is responsible for killing over 600 U.S. troops, wounding thousands of others, had recently been responsible for killing and wounding Americans. There was the attack on the U.S. Embassy, and even the IRGC, after we killed Soleimani, put out a statement saying that Soleimani was in Iraq in order to confront Americans. So what we know publicly, forget about any type of briefings, intelligence briefings behind closed doors, what we know in the public is there's by far enough justification to taking this guy out. So when I see colleagues, whether it was yesterday during the House floor debate or it was the speaker before that, saying it was disproportionate to take out the one person responsible for all of that. Are you kidding me? Let's come together as Americans first, celebrate the fact that for on behalf of all these Gold Star families and those that are wounded, the guy responsible was taken out and he's off the battlefield. And let's move on together as Americans first.
Yeah, God bless you for saying that. And has that it's non-binding. I mean, this vote really means nothing, correct?
It means nothing. It's dead on arrival in the Senate, but it's a concurrent resolution. It's not anything that goes to the president for a signature. It doesn't change any laws. It's just it's really a glorified press release.
And then, so what do you make of the handful of Republicans that actually voted in favor of this? Like Matt Gaetz, I guess, did, right?
You have less than a handful of Republicans who voted in favor of it. You have more than a handful of Democrats who voted against it. These things happen on a lot of different votes for different reasons. And it just so happens in this particular case, when you take members like a Thomas Massie or a Matt Gaetz, they choose to take a moment like yesterday and basically any other vote like it ever that's related to AUMF War Powers resolution to make a statement. Matt's someone who believes that, you know, we should pull all of our troops out of the Middle East. And, you know, listen, he has strongly held views for that. You know, people can debate how that would play out. You know, he has his reasoning. I strongly disagree with the vote yesterday with regards to this resolution. But, you know, on the same side, you have other Democrats who voted against it.
But you, being in the military, I mean, you appreciate what this president is doing. And what gets me crazy, Congressman, talking to Congressman Lee Zeldin with Joe on the radio at 9:30, is that when they said you didn't even consult Congress, and I said this yesterday before the president made fun of this yesterday at Toledo, Ohio, at that great rally that he had. What is he supposed to do, call Adam Schiff for advice? I mean, really, Nancy Pelosi after this Mueller probe and after the impeachment fiasco? I mean, as a veteran, this must incense you, Lee Zeldin.
Well, you have, I mean, you mentioned Schiff's name. I mean, Schiff has gone as far out of his way as possible to remove any amount of trust that colleagues in Congress have with him, the president has with him, that the American public has with him. I'm, unless you're out there and you really want to take down the president at all costs, there's a whole lot of criticism going Adam Schiff's way these days. And in my opinion, for the absolute best of reasons, the president isn't required to contact Adam Schiff beforehand for notification or advice or anything like that. What he did pursuant to the War Powers Act is that the president notified Congress within 48 hours afterwards. And that's good. And that's fine. But all the second guessing because the president didn't make a phone call to Adam Schiff beforehand is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
As a military guy too, I mean, I've been to Walter Reed many times.
Yeah,
I've met the amputees, double amputees, triple amputees.
You. Yes, sir.
This guy's been responsible. Qasem Soleimani is the guy who delivered that technology to Iraq.
That's right. That, so it would pierce armor, Congressman. So it would pierce armor. This is what, like, this guy has meetings. So how can we pierce the American armor? And you're listening to Congressman Lee Zeldin with Piscopo on the radio. And this congressman that you're listening to now served in the Army as a second lieutenant, 2003 to 2007. I'm reading here. You were deployed to Iraq with an infantry battalion of paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division to support Operation Iraqi Freedom. Congressman Zeldin, should we just plain leave Iraq?
We can't stay there forever. I mean, that's something that our country is extremely well aware of. The president's aware of. He campaigned on being in that position. How we do it, I'll tell you, is not in response to, Rouhani, Zarif, and Soleimani. We're not going to get out of Iraq because Soleimani storms our embassy. You know, we're going to get out correctly on our terms, and we shouldn't be there forever. We need to figure out how we're going to do that. And it's not just Iraq, by the way. I mean, we have people in Afghanistan. We still have a few hundred people in Syria and Kuwait and Qatar and Bahrain. And the other thing, too, that we also have to make sure when disengaging from a nation, remember, we pulled out of Iraq once before, during the last administration.
Yep.
And then we ended up back in it.
Yep.
So you have ISIS starting to they're trying to, in certain parts of northern Iraq, come back together. We have to ensure that when we're leaving, that we're not in any position where we have to go back. That's key.
Yeah, because, you know, from a military viewpoint, if I could lean on your military prowess, Congressman, once you leave them like that, you to your point, you're not going to be able to go back in. And because we're there now, they're afraid to come in. And then Iran is now pushing itself in to make Iraq a proxy state. I mean, I'm never served. I never had the privilege to serve. That's why I so admire you, Lee, for you being the great guy that you are. You're committed to your constituents. I love that about you, sir, as Congressman. congressman, but your military prowess I really respect. I don't have that, but I'm looking like, hey, man, you gotta stay in there. People saying just run out of there. If we desert and we get out of Syria and we get out of Iraq, doesn't that leave an open door for just absolute madness? And doesn't that, in turn, Lee Zeldin, make that part of the world much more powerful to come attack us on the homeland?
Yes, and you can't. That's why you can't just leave today. Right now, you have a lot of ISIS fighters who are being detained, for example, in Syria by the Syrian Defense Forces. If Turkey was to invade northern Syria and attack the Kurds and the Syrian Defense Forces, have to deal with a new front, then you have less people to guard the ISIS fighters, and then the ISIS fighters end up either escaping or they get freed. So you have to view it in the reality of the assets on the ground and how vacuums get filled and new fronts get opened to ensure that when you leave, you don't have to go back. And it's, you know, the Iraqi security forces, when we had left the last time, were not yet in a position to be able to fight ISIS. So ISIS started taking over the country. Then we go back in, we assist the Iraqi security forces to defeat the ISIS caliphate in Iraq, and the Iraqi security forces got stronger. That's an important point. You just mentioned about Iranian proxies. It's important that the Iraqi government don't allow the Iranians to take control of their government. That's just, you know, that's just touching on three different fronts there in that conversation. There's, you know, 1,000 more we could talk about.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. Congressman Zeldin, we appreciate, your service, and we appreciate all that you're doing down there in Washington. If I can ask, Lee, I know you don't want to break confidence, and you can, but did the president call you? Did you get a heads up on the Soleimani takeout? Did you hear anything about that, or was that a surprise to you as well?
I had two conversations instantly after where I was able to get a lot of my own questions answered quickly, which was extremely helpful for me. I will tell you, I was with the president New Year's Eve down in Palm Beach, and he was working. You know, the man wasn't partying, even though it was New Year's Eve. He was talking topics. But we in those conversations with a lot of people around, for good reason, it would have been inappropriate to have that particular conversation there.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And I know the president loves you, man, as we all do, Lee Zeldin. You're doing such a great job. Hey, how are things looking in terms of your reelection? Where can we go? Where can we donate? Give us the information, sir, so we can make sure you keep the fight down there in Washington.
ZeldinForCongress.com is my website. Anybody, whether you're able to help out with $2, $5, or $50, any help is much appreciated. We have every time I've run for re-election, we have many Democrats who are in a primary. It's the same thing this year in June. There's going to be a many-way Democratic primary. And I don't know who's going to win, but whoever's going to win, we're going to be ready for them. And we have to ensure that wherever your listener lives, that we're fighting for the Republic, can't take anything for granted. Losing's not an option, and we see it. What Nancy Pelosi's doing with the gavel, and what Schiff and Nadler is doing with these gavels, it's about having the right people who want to work with each other, to work with the president, whoever that is, to move our country forward. And I think that these Dems have shown that they're not looking to do the responsible thing with the gavel. They're just looking to bang the president over the head with it.
That's right, Congressman. Well said. Congressman, it's Zeldin for Congress. Congressman Lee Zeldin, thank you. You're a great patriot, Lee. It's a privilege to have you on the show, my friend, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for everything you do, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Lee Zeldin. Zeldin for Congress, right there. 937. Curtis Ellis is going to join us momentarily. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey residents are showing their displeasure for a proposal that would get rid of the religious exemptions as a reason not to get their children vaccinated. Thousands turned out to protest a bill in Trenton outside the State House yesterday. Those against it say government should not be telling New Jersey residents what to do in terms of vaccinations. But advocates say eliminating the exemption protects children from the spread of diseases. The bill would still allow parents to refuse vaccinations, but they would not be able to send their children to public school. The Senate and Assembly expected to vote on the bill on Monday. And stargazers are in for quite a show in the sky this year. Starting this weekend, the first meteor shower is expected to peak Friday night into Saturday morning. A full moon will also be out. In fact, NASA's calendar has a full moon each month with two in October. The second one will fall on Halloween night, which is called a blue moon. That won't happen again until 2039. The year ahead also includes back-to-back supermoons in March and April. In sports, Joe Judge officially introduced as the new head coach of the New York Giants. The 38-year-old former New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach spoke yesterday about what a tremendous opportunity he now has and how much he's looking forward to building a winning culture. The Rangers, they doubled up the Devils by the final of 6-3. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today. Give one away to anyone you like, absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's see what's happening right now, Al. As you head to New Jersey Transit on the Morrison-Essex line, it looks like you still have that shuttle bus service provided between Gladstone and PPAC because of that earlier problem. F trains are back on or close to schedule. Inbound GWB looks okay. Outbound construction on the upper and lower level. Let's go to the Lincoln. That's fine. Over at the Holland Tunnel, 10 minutes in from 1 and 9. 3 westbound getting out toward the area of Passaic Ave in Clifton. It's an accident. And Route 27 north at Parsonage Road, getting up through Edison, a collision over there to deal with as well. FDR Drive southbound at the Brooklyn Bridge, a disabled vehicle about 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and the LIE eastbound up by the Grand Central, an accident being cleared. Sun this afternoon, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
All right, you got about another week, about 6 days now. It's January 10th. We got the 16th. We have to close out this Perillo tour. We've had so much fun. There's so many people going. I'm not supposed to say sold out, because we want to leave, some space for you to join us. So I'm going to give you the number. This is the Steve Perillo, Joe Piscopo, Easter in Rome tour. This is going to be spectacular. And we appreciate Noreen and Paul calling in. They came in. We had such a great – it's a family, man. We're a family here at the radio station. Now we go to Italy together. Are you kidding me? And now you have a chance to Easter in Rome with all of us, Mass on Easter Sunday. And the first of 5 intimate group tours will take place in Rome. I will do my special performance there. My son Mikey will be performing too. Talk to Mikey. I said, Mikey, you got to put a little set together for Rome, baby. And so I'm so proud to tell you that Mikey will be there performing with me and Steve Perillo as well. Then we venture to Assisi, the hill town, and the Umbria region. And the next phase of the trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside. And then we're going to go to Siena, Pisa, Florence, Cinque Terre, just to name a few. But if you wait any longer, you'll miss out. And the reason we're doing this is that people were saying they felt, I felt so bad. Joe, we tried to get in. We were locked out of that last trip. So we opened this up a little bit to leave room for you. So don't delay, because we have to close this out because of reservations and getting everything in play for April. We have to close this out January 16th. Now is the time to call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. 1515. You can go to PerilloTours.com and just say to Janice and Diana and everybody at Perillo Tours, look, quick, book me before it sells out, because this special trip, this very special once-in-a-lifetime trip, Easter in Rome with Perillo and Piscopo, is closing out on January 16th. 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains Trump's plan.
Let me assure you that he has a plan, and there is a doctrine. The doctrine starts with a very simple rule, and it's a very endearing one. If you live in the swamp or have worked in the swamp, the first rule of what Donald Trump is doing right now is there are no sacred cows.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So Stacy, who was in, by the way, I'm going to give you the number to call Stacy at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. We got the deal of a century now. You buy one, you give one. Not buy one, get one. Buy one, give one. I'll tell you what. If you buy a membership, you can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want for free. Unlike other gyms, we created the offer with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership at Retro Fitness, and you give a one-year membership away for free. How great is that? The other member doesn't have to pay for 12 months. They can come in, use any of the clubs, go to any of the Retro Fitness clubs around the country. Al, I should put extra large because Stacy wants to send you some swag.
Double X.
Double X. All right,
I'm
double
big,
X.
I'm... Big tongue, fat.
No, you're not. I got to get you down to Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy's down there waiting for you to call. It's a great, I'm so proud to tell you that we have a Retro Fitness at Flemington. You know, it's really one of the great gyms you'll go to. So we invite you to come down to Flemington or go to retrofitness.com, retrofitness.com. And then if you Google Flemington, New Jersey, Retro Fitness, you'll see our great gym down there. You can call Stacy and say, hey, say, look, I heard Joe on the radio and I want to buy one and then I want to give one away. I'm telling you what, you're not going to hear this from any other gym. You buy one, give one. Only from Retro Fitness. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's 9:45 with Joe in the morning. You know, there are so many good things coming out of this administration, objectively, whether you agree with the president or not, so many great things. And the one gentleman, I'm telling you, in all of the Donald Trump administration, there's one, and he's not in the administration, but he's senior policy advisor with America's First Policy. The man who explains all of these great things that come out of the White House is Curtis Ellis. Curtis, thanks for talking to the rest of us guys who maybe aren't smart enough to understand what's coming out, man. You make it plain speak, and you put it out online, and we appreciate that very much, Curtis Ellis.
Yeah, well, the people who aren't smart enough to understand what's going on, they all work at CNN, so don't worry about it. You guys are pretty smart.
We're trying, my brother. We are trying. Hey, what do you make of these job numbers? They say they're still spectacular job numbers, right, Curtis?
Yeah, we're in a record long expansion here. This is a record 11 years of job growth, of economic expansion. It's never been seen before. The indices, the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low, and one of them is like there is one number they track of jobs of people who have been given up looking for jobs, but now are in the labor force. Anyway, that is the lowest it's ever been since they started keeping records. So
we still continue to see
wages going up, especially for the lowest paid workers. So that's a good thing. It's a good report, good solid report. And we've got the good solid Trump economy. He's delivering on his promise.
Yeah, so true. And not to mention the Latino workforce, women, African-Americans, everything looks great with those groups that are virtually neglected by up to this point, all the other administrations. This man, Donald Trump, has made it great for them. The unemployment numbers are record lows in those regards. Right, Curtis?
Yeah, exactly. And you've got people on the liberal side that are forced to admit Trump is doing more for the African Americans, for black Americans, Yeah, Morgan Freeman told me, he said, don't call me African-American. I'm black. Okay?
All right. You don't want to argue with Morgan.
He's doing more for the black Americans than anybody and any president before him.
Yeah, so true. So where do things stand now with the USMCA, Curtis Ellis?
All right. Well, it's being held hostage by Nancy Pelosi. Actually, what's going on here is they've got to get it marked up. There's some parliamentary procedure that's got to be approved by various committees. We got through one committee in the Senate, and there's about five more that are going to work on it next week. And if Nancy doesn't send over the impeachment articles, so we don't start the impeachment trial, it could get done next week. It could get done next Friday.
If she decides that
she wants to have this trial, then it gets held up till after the trial.
Oh my Lord! And how about the trade deal with China? Looking good, huh? And when next week that is?
Yeah, that is next week on the 15th.
Yeah,
the fellow from China is on his way over here to sign this thing. And, I'll tell you, though, with the record with the Chinese, until it's signed, I'm not ready to take that one to the bank because they may balk at the last minute. One of the Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece newspapers said we shouldn't be in a rush to sign this thing. So I don't know what's going on. But, no, I do know what's going on. They're supposed to sign it on the 15th. All the positive noises are they're going to sign it on the 15th. And, then we get to they always say with the Chinese the negotiations begin after you sign the deal. So then we get to see, we'll see if they live up to it, right? They're supposed to buy some more goods, $200 billion more stuff from our farmers other people, and we'll see if they actually do it.
Hey, that's Curtis, good. Before we let you go, Curtis Ellis with us, a senior policy advisor with America First Policy, and really plain speaks all the great things coming out of the Donald Trump administration. And so does China see this impeachment thing with this fiasco, this hoax, even after the Mueller failure? The Chinese are smart enough to know that this will have no impact on this presidency, impeachment-wise, correct?
I hope so. I'm not sure they're really getting good information about what's going on in the United States because they underestimated Donald Trump all along. They thought they could play him. They thought they could play him the way they played Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George H.W. Bush. And they didn't realize that this is a cat of a different color here.
Yeah.
And so you gotta wonder that, look, remember, that's a dictatorship over there. And when you get a dictatorship where they put put bamboo shoots under your fingernails if you don't obey, nobody wants to give bad news to the dictator, right? So nobody wants to tell Mr. Xi, you got yourselves a real strong opponent here.
Yeah,
nobody wants to tell them that. They want to say, you're wonderful, Mr. Xi. Everything you say is true. Everything you say is right. You're never wrong. Yeah. They don't want to deliver bad news to the emperor.
It's so true, and so it's really monumental the way the president has overcome that. All the way the Democrats are trying to tear down this administration.
Oh my gosh! I just read today that Bloomberg said he's going to be spending money. He's going to be the main opponent of Donald Trump, even if he doesn't get the nomination. He's going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars. He's committed to getting Donald Trump out of the White House. Now remember, Mike Bloomberg is the guy who said Xi Jinping is not a dictator. He is more concerned about getting Donald Trump out of the White House than he is about getting Xi Jinping out of the Forbidden City of Beijing.
I know. See if they could ban plastic straws in China. Or drinks. See with that. Curtis, thank you, brother. Keep up the great work, man. We appreciate it. We'll be reading. And thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Curtis Ellis, right there, senior policy advisor with America First Policies. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you. Everybody's trying to get out of town. Debbie can get you out of there very, very easily on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Deb. Have a great weekend.
You too, Joe. Have a fabulous weekend. Let's go out to the Sprain southbound. It's Route 100. Looks like some construction slowing everybody down. It's really busy on the FDR Drive south as you head all the way down toward the Brooklyn Bridge with that disabled vehicle out there. And on the LIE eastbound, right at the Grand Central, the collision 5 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Sunrise Highway west at Straight Path, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dan Proft is trying to figure out the left.
Remarkable to me what the left's position is. If President Trump is trying to negotiate with bad actors and rogue states, then he's serving as their Manchurian candidate. And if he's taking a hard line with the lead state sponsor of terror the world over, then he's making the world a more dangerous place. Then he's being reckless, sounding the drums of war.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. Distinguished and renowned trial attorney Anthony Pope will be joining the Joe Piscopo Morning Show weekly to bring you behind the curtain of things like criminal defense, personal injury, and matrimonial law. When others are trying to cover things up, Anthony Pope is here to shed light on it all. Don't miss this week's episode of An Audience with the Pope, weekly in the Joe Piscopo Morning Show, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, breezy and much milder in the afternoon, high 51. Rather cloudy tonight and mild, patchy fog developing, low 44 to 48. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, breezy and unseasonably mild. There could be a shower in the afternoon, high 64. That would beat the record of 63 set in 1975. There'll be some rain tomorrow night into early Sunday, then later Sunday becoming partly to mostly sunny, windy and very mild with a high of 68. The record is 66 set in 2017. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you go to MyPillow.com yet? Did you click on Radio Listener Specials yet? You got to do it. You get these incredible discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, bed sheets, towels, the MyPillow. How many times I got to tell you?
I tell you, I'm such a big fan of Mike Lindell. Such a great guy. Talk about a patriot, strong man of faith. His book, you know, From Crack Addict to CEO, loves you on the radio. You know, I always tell you how this relationship we have on the radio now is very, very special, you know, and Mike knows that. And he comes on the radio, came to AM 970, and you started buying all these pillows, right? So he says, I appreciate that. You're making my pillow a great company. So now he has this for you, the buy one, get one free offer on those Giza sheets. Now, I would invite you to buy the MyPillow. Go to MyPillow. You got to have a MyPillow like my cousin Paulie. Paulie Pillow, forget about it. He was the guy. He used to buy pillows for everybody. He knew how great pillows are. You got to get a pillow. You got to get a mattress topper. You got to get the towels. Yep, but the bed sheets. Now, buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. And you have a 10-year warranty on all MyPillow products, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Please go to MyPillow.com, all right, and click on the Radio Listener Specials from Mike Lindell. Buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. Check that out. Check out all the other great discounts from MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials. If you want to call, it's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What a show. What a Friday. It's at 9:56 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you very much. I just posted this on Twitter, and I hope you don't mind. It says, some things too smart not to post. Forgive me, Friday. And I posted a picture of Prince Harry, because that whole thing, I don't understand anything about the royal family. I don't understand the allure of it. I don't understand anything about it. I always thought it was such a waste of money, except that then I figured out it's so good for England, our dear friends in Britain. It's so good for the economy of England, because the royal family is a draw, and they go in. They're like rock stars. Now, Harry and Frankie, help me out here, because I'm not good at
Meghan
this.
Meghan Markle.
They're stepping away from the royal family.
Somebody posted a picture, if you look on my Twitter feed, of Harry with Yoko Ono. Because apparently somebody wants to break up the band. Somebody wants to break up the band.
He's fourth in line for the crown. They don't have a monarch anymore.
Nobody cares.
Right, exactly. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
They're getting off the government dime. Good for them. Bye.
I thought the same thing. Nobody cares. And then you have to look at the tweet. And forgive me. This is in such bad taste. It's got the Democratic presidential primary poll. 25% Peter Buttigieg, 19% Joe Biden, 19% Elizabeth Warren, 12% for Soleimani. So it's like right in there. It's like you got to take a look at it. It's in bad, bad taste. And Bernie's right behind Soleimani. You can't make it up. But you do have to laugh a little bit. Let's take the bright high road if we can, all right? And we always try to do this on the radio station, but we can't do it without you. With respect and with love for listening to the show every morning. Now, please keep it right there for Mike Gallagher, all right? And Dennis Prager coming up. And you don't want to miss Dennis Prager, Kevin McCullough today, and Lee's, my man Lee Elder is coming on as well. So, Frankie, thank you so much for a great, great show. Al, we love you. We love you for listening. Go out and make it the best show, the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The signing and buying of shark fins in the Garden State will soon be totally illegal. Governor Murphy signed a law yesterday that prohibits the sale, trade, and distribution of shark fins while also banning the possession of any shark fin that was separated from a shark that was then released. Murphy calls shark finning inhumane and unnecessary, says the practice caused suffering to the fish. The law goes into effect on New Year's Day in 2021. Starbucks brewing up a new non-dairy option this year. The Seattle-based coffee giant says one of its new beverages for 2020 includes oat milk, but the oat milk honey latte will only be available in about 1,300 stores in the Midwest. Starbucks says that's not all. They're also introducing other drinks made with plant-based milk alternatives, the almond milk honey flat white and coconut milk latte, now part of the permanent menu in the U.S. and Canada. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.